second parak of Megillah Mishnah Aleph. Hakayis Megillah Ma'afrelo Yot. Megillah has to be written, read in the right order from the beginning to the end. Like it says, Vayomim Eilin is Gomen Eisen. Just like the Yomim are always in order, you can't go backwards in time. So too, the reading of the Megillah has to be in the proper order. So if a person missed the first word of the Megillah and heard the entire Megillah, he's not Yotze. He has to start from the beginning again. If he missed a word halfway through the Megillah, he doesn't have to start from the beginning. But if he heard a lot afterwards, it doesn't help him because he's missing a word in the middle and he can't make it up. He has to go back to the word he missed and go on from that point. Koral Teh, if he read it by heart without reading it from the Kosher Megillah, a Koral Targum, he read it, it was written in Targum, we'll see later on, or B'chol Lashon, Lo Yotze. It says over here, if he read it in Targum or other languages, he's not Yotze. Now we'll see later on that L'maisa, that which, if it's read in another language, you're not Yotze, if you do not understand the other language. And that's the next line of the Mishnah. Koyim Oisim L'loyaz Oispalaz. Those people that can only read other languages, they can read the Megillah in other languages. Why? Because, like we said before, if they understand the language, they can be used in other languages. A person who speaks foreign languages and hears it in Hebrew, he is Yotze, even though he does not understand it. Because if it's written in Hebrew, you are Yotze, and you hear it in Hebrew.